I've asked my girlfriends about this and they're split, so here's the situation. I got out of a long, serious relationship a few weeks before Christmas. It was hard, but I'm working through it. There's a guy I made out with on New Year's Eve, and ever since we've been hanging out, but very casually. I'm not opposed to getting more serious with him at some point, but I know I'm not ready for that right now. Problem is, he invited me to New Orleans with him on Valentine's Day weekend. Valentine's Day is, what, a Tuesday this year? So I'm assuming the weekend before Valentine's Day?
I would think.
I want to go because he is a lot of fun, and NOLA is one of my favorite places. But do you think that sends the message that I want to be exclusive or official or whatever? What do you think? I say you cannot go on a weekend getaway with somebody you're just looking to be casual friends with benefits with. Like, if that's what the situation is, and I know she says that she's not opposed to in the future getting more serious, but if she goes with him as a guy, I'm telling you, that is sending the message that you're ready for something exclusive and serious with him.
I would normally be happy to just accept that you as a guy are saying that's how men feel. But from personal experience, I've been on that trip.
Really?
I have been literally on that exact trip where there was a guy friend and we had a history of hooking up in the past. And I love New Orleans. I thought that'd be a fun place for us to go. And we went. And it was very, like, we did communicate about the fact that, like, we're just friends and we're just having fun. And the whole point of this trip is to have fun together. But there were no feelings. There was no broadening the relationship. So I say go on that trip. Just make sure you communicate in advance, like, hey, I just got out of a long-term relationship. I'm not looking for anything serious right now. And then go have fun.
Call or text us your advice for Getaway Gabby. I think it's really hard. It is a slippery slope because I think this, especially it being Valentine's Day weekend, I think this guy has heart emojis in his eyes. He probably really cares about Getaway Gabby and really wants to impress her. And I don't think that she's going to get the desired results if she goes on this trip. I think he's going to become clingy, and then you're not going to like him. You're not going to want to pursue anything else with him. But I would love to know what everybody else in the Metro thinks, because Allison and I are split on it, and even Gabby's friends are split on it. She can't get a straight answer from them. They're kind of telling her two different things.
I say, don't listen to Adam, Gabby. Let me be your best gal pal. You go have fun. You do. You go on that trip.
What are people saying on the text line, Allison?
I have lost count of how many people agree with me. I think this may have broken some kind of record. And I think Kalamila sums it up best. She says, completely agree with Allison on this one. It's a free trip. You don't want to turn it down. As long as you're honest with the guy, go on the trip.
Sherry, good morning. Welcome to the show. What do you say?
I mean, if she wants to go, that's fine. She has every right to go, especially if he's inviting her, but she has got to let him know up front that it's as friends only. I mean, if it's a Valentine's Day thing, I'm kind of thinking that he's expecting something romantic to come out of it. So if she wants to go, that's fine, but she's got to let him know that it's his friends only. I mean, that's just the most courteous thing to do for him, so he won't be expecting anything more out of it.
I'm trying to save Getaway Gabby some aggravation here, because I'm telling you how men think. They don't take friends with benefits to New Orleans on trips or anything. They don't do that. They don't pay. They don't organize it. If they're already, you know, friends with benefits currently, which it sounds like that's the situation, he is not going to, unless he wants to elevate that relationship, he's not going to invite her on this trip to New Orleans just to have fun. I get, as a guy, I would much rather go to New Orleans with one of my, like a group of dude friends, and then we could go do dude things in New Orleans. Like, I'm not bringing a girl that I'm just hanging out with, and I'm not going to be, I may even say that I'm okay with just going as friends. But in the back of my head the whole time, I'm hoping that she's going to, and I'm going to be trying to convince her that she has changed her mind on not wanting to take things to the next level. Do you think there's, do you buy my opinion as a guy on that perspective at all?
Yeah. I mean, she needs to tell him, especially if she thinks that there could possibly be a future. She don't need to just shoot him down, but just tell him, I'm not saying that it won't ever happen, but I just, you have got to know that if I go, this is a friend situation for right now, and we'll just see what happens down the road. But I would love to go. It's up to you as to whether you want to accept those terms or not. I've been married for going on 30 years, and I promise you my husband would say the same thing. But if he's going with him, he is going to be expecting something to come out of it.
Yeah.
I think you may have swayed me just a little bit, just because you are bringing up the point. She still is saying, like, you can't say there's hope in the future to a guy, because a guy doesn't hear it's a one in a million chance. He hears there's a chance. Like, that's it. I do know that. So it's like, I've only ever gone where I was completely upfront and said, like, we are friends, nothing more. It's not ever going to be anything more. And if she is, so I think you guys might be on to something.
Sherry, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you.
Sure. Have a good day.
You too. Y101, Adam and Allison, what do you have to say?
I agree with Adam.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
Completely.
Tell me why.
As a girl, and I guess I'm a little bit more conservative, and so I would rather be safe than sorry. I mean, you can always get another, like, next time. Like, hey, how about next time? How about take it slowly. Like, let's not go one-on-one, somewhere else, out of town. It's just a little bit risky.
Yeah, that's what I say. I don't think that she's doing it on purpose, but I think just by agreeing to go on the trip, she is sending mixed signals.
Yes, and like I said, 100% agree.
Thank you so much. What's your name?
Leah.
Leah, glad you joined the show this morning. We always appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Did you see what Megan had to say?
Yeah, and I think it's genius. It said she should pay for some of the trip to make sure it's known it's just friends. And I couldn't agree more. When I did my little rendezvous to New Orleans with just friends, I paid my half. I paid my half to make sure it was obvious, like, we're just hanging out, having a good time together in New Orleans.
Peter says, so they are already doing a couple things. A trip to New Orleans is just a longer date, as long as she's honest and upfront about it. Yeah, I don't know. For me, as a guy, I would be getting mixed signals. And guys are dumb. That's the other thing. We're a dumb species. You can't expect us to read between the lines ever.